ought to be done with store owners, grocery store owners, furniture store owners, anyone who has been charged in the last few months with opening on Sunday. Hi there, Sue, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. What do you think?
I think it's a great ruling.
Yep, you're in favor of it.
Yes, definitely. I work for a grocery store, and I don't want to work Sundays. I want to be home with my kids and my husband. My kids are at school all day during the week. My husband's at work all day during the week. When would I spend time with him? You know, and people think that, okay, well, if you work Sunday, you might get Saturday off. It's close to impossible in a grocery store to get Saturdays off. You know, it's not an easy thing. When would I have Saturday and Sunday off? When do I take my kids to the beach in the summertime or up to the trailer? You know, like, it's just the time we spend together, and it's really important to me to have that time.
Well, you know, someone said, well, what's the big deal? You know, if people have to work Sunday, they'll get another day off. You know, they'll get Monday
or
Tuesday.
Like I say, what good does that do
you? If you've got kids.
Family's not there.
Yeah, if you've got kids, that's going to make a big difference.
That's right, exactly. They don't hire more people for Sundays. I know for a fact in the grocery stores they're saying, no, we can't afford to train people just for one day of the week. So it's not going to create more jobs. And then they are saying, what about the rights of the store owners? What about the rights of the people that work there? Are we going to have a choice? You know, whether we want to work on a Sunday or not? If we have that choice, great. You know.
Well, now they're talking about that, you know, Sue. The Ontario government is talking about putting a law together that would, you know, keep stores from forcing people to work Sundays. Now, why they're doing this when right now Sunday store openings are illegal, I suppose it's to cover the stores that are open.
Exactly. I don't know. I just wonder how much further will it go? Will there ever be a Sunday again? You know what I mean? Where people can spend time together. Is it going to come to a point where my husband has to work Saturdays and Sundays and we have to find 2 days together? Or my parents and my brothers and sisters that I visit on Sundays, you know? Like, when do I find time for those people? If we're all working different times, you know?
You'd miss Sundays. You'd miss Sundays.
Yeah, definitely. And like people have said on your show, they don't think many people spend the time together. I think they do. Even if it's just sitting around the house or, like you said, going to the park. You do spend that time. You want that time. It maybe isn't for anything specific at all. It's just to be together.
Thanks for calling this morning, Sue.
You're welcome, Ann. Bye now.
Take care. Bye-bye. Hi there, Garnet.
Hello.
Hi. What do you think? Should stores who have broken the law be face the full fine or what?
The full fine, double it.
And double it.
In my estimation, they should double it because you had their car, the guy from St. Thomas that sold cars, and he's not opposed to paying the fine the full amount.
Yeah, he says if he's found guilty that, you know, he'll have to abide, you know, by the ruling.
I think they should double it every week. And if not, open everything up. The car makers and the whole works, the garages. And then, when am I going to visit John, next door neighbor or what have you, for he may be working that day.
Okay, thanks for your call, Garnet. Take care.
I thought that when they opened theaters up, I said that's only the small edge of the wedge.
That's the beginning of the end, eh?
And yes, I said at that time.
Okay, and Garnet, we're going to have to leave it there.
Okay.
Thanks for your call. Bye-bye. Hi there, Connie.
Hi, Ann.
Hi. What do you think should be done with these stores?
Well, I think they should be fined sufficiently that they're going to feel the pain.
You're not sure about $10,000, though?
Well, it depends on the size of the store. I wouldn't want to see anybody go out of business for it, but, I mean, they are obviously breaking the law. They're blatantly breaking the law. If they get the law changed by doing this, then where's the end in sight? I mean, the lobby that wants to legalize marijuana might go and smoke doof-doof on the parliament steps. I mean, you know, if you really want to start getting laws changed by breaking them, I think it sets a very dangerous precedent. And I really don't think that Sunday openings are necessary. I agree with the woman that was a cashier. The fellow from St. Thomas said he had to hire extra help. He had to hire extra help because he was the only person open Sundays, and he realized a lot of business because it was a novelty, and he was the only one there. What would happen is after the novelty has passed, Any extra help that was there that was hired would probably be laid off, and the full-time staff would have to have scheduling changes, and they'd probably be off on Mondays and Tuesdays or Tuesdays and Wednesdays, time when it is absolutely no good for them to spend with their children and their families.
Yeah, I had a little trouble understanding Bob's point about, you know, business increasing so much.
I just don't see it.
Yeah.
It's what's going to happen. Anybody that has worked in an industry that's open on the weekends, you accept that as part of your job. Right now, they'd say, well, we wouldn't make you work Sunday. That's for the existing staff. If they have a choice between two candidates that's coming on staff and they ask one person if they will work Sundays and one person says no and the other one says yes, you can bet your bottom dollar the person that says I'm willing to work Sunday is going to get the job.
Okay. Connie, thank you for your call.
Okay, you're welcome.
Take care. Good point
Bye-bye.
This morning. Bye-bye. 433-3121. Sunday store openings. Do you agree with this? How is this ruling yesterday going to affect you and your family? If you're a business person, if you work in a retail store, if you work in a grocery store, whatever, how is this ruling going to affect you? And do you think it's going to stick around? Or do you think the Ontario government is going to finally change the Sunday shopping laws? I'd like to hear from you this morning on Talkback.
Van Horen.
Here. Whoa, we've lost Bob. Hi there, Jay.
Hello.
How you doing?
Not too bad at all. And I think I've got a compromise to the solution.
What's that?
I think the only way to go about getting any permanent situation is to at least get a compromise. And I think the only way to go about it is to introduce Sunday openings on a limited basis. Now, for example, we could go to a four-point plan, let's say. Say, for example, I've opened up every year for the last 4 years on one day only Sunday opening for an anniversary. Sell it in my business. And probably some people know who I am. But anyhow, I think that if a company was allowed...
You can tell me who you are, Jay. Jay, you can tell me who you are if it'll help make the point, if you don't mind.
Johnston Brothers Diamond and Jewelry Warehouse.
Okay.
Now, I think if a company was allowed to buy a license through their local city hall for, say, $100,
mm-hmm.
Therefore a benefit to the taxpayer, more money coming into city hall, and say they could purchase a license maybe three times a year, and the stores could use their Sunday opening license at their best time of the year. Whether their best time is in March, they could use them in March. If it's in December, maybe they could use it in December. But I think there's also got to be other limitations included with that. For example, the store must close 24 hours prior. You have to give your employees some time off. It's not fair to them to work them very hard like that. I've got good employees, and they work 12 hours a day for 6 days straight, but, you know, you can only push them so far, or they just become too tired. I also think that if you do close on the Saturday, open on the Sunday, pay your employees time and a half. It's worth it, you know. Your employees are always worth it.
So they feel they're getting a deal if they have to work.
Well,
if they're giving up something to work
Sunday, and they get the Saturday off, that's okay for them. But let them get paid well on the Sunday. They deserve it if they're going to put their Sunday out, because a lot of their friends might be going down to the beach on the summer.
Okay.
But if they're getting a time and a half, maybe it'll be a little bit more worthwhile to them.
Jay, nice to hear a compromise solution.
Yeah, and I think there's in final. The store should not be able to open up on a Sunday before 11 o'clock. That way, at least the employees could go with their family, go to church, and everybody would be happy. I can't understand why this would not work. And there's probably lots of people that are saying, oh, it can't work because of this, can't work because of that. But have we got a permanent solution yet? I don't think so.
Jay, thanks for your call.
Thank you, Ann.
Bye-bye. Hi there, Terry, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning. If they think the law is unjust, they should change it through their members of parliament and that.
So they're making a boo-boo by just breaking the law to try to change it?
Yeah, they should change it through the members of parliament.
Okay, how tough should the courts be with them, Terry?
It doesn't really matter as long as they're uniform. Like, okay, Mark Emery's got to go to jail. If somebody else is convicted, they should have to go to jail.
Is it fair, though, to give someone like Mark, if he's found guilty, the same kind of fine as you would a big conglomerate like a grocery store?
Is it fair to put Mark in jail and not put a grocery store executive in jail?
Yeah.
Like, as long as the court gives out uniform sentences, if they're going to fine everybody, fine. If they're going to throw everybody in jail, fine. But it's going to turn out that they're going to be picking and choosing sentences. And that That isn't fair.
All right. Sounds like you got a handful there, Terry.
Yep, pretty well. About 13 days old worth.
Oh, you're kidding. Nope. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's terrific. Have a Merry Christmas.
Yep, same to you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
So, it was the Rockefellers last night, and...
Thanks.
Good. I just wanted to make the point, I'm very glad that they're not going to be open on Sundays. I'm speaking for a large group of staff at Eaton's, and about 99.9% didn't want to work on Sundays. We just thought we're open from 10 to 9:30, Monday to Saturday, and if that's not enough time to shop, I don't know.
Do you think that goes for most employees of the big department stores and the big grocery stores? They don't want to be open on Sundays.
I really don't think most people want to have to work on Sundays. It's the only day you have off through the week that you can plan to do anything with the family or any type of other activity. And, you know, we, as I say, we're here till 9:30 on Saturday nights. We don't want to have to come in on a Sunday.
Okay, real quick, we've just got a few seconds here. What do you think ought to be done with these people who, if they are found guilty of breaking these laws?
I think they should be fined. I agree with a fellow earlier who said they should be fined a flat fee plus whatever they made in that day, you know. And another point, too, is if we're going to be open on Sundays, why aren't doctors and dentists and government offices?
Okay. Or talk shows. Thanks for your call.
Thanks a lot.
Take care. Bye-bye. We'll be coming up with another hour of Talk Back, another hour of talking about Sunday store openings. Trying to figure out just what this is going to mean to you, to your family, and whether you think they're going to change the law as time goes on, because there are a lot of people we've heard from this morning who feel that they would like to be shopping on Sundays. It's 0 degrees. It's going to be a mainly cloudy day. Welcome to hour number two of Talk Back. This morning, we're talking about yesterday's Supreme Court ruling that Ontario is quite within its right to restrict Sunday shopping. And we're asking you, how do you feel about that ruling? How is that ruling going to affect you? And what do you think ought to be done with the store owners that have been breaking the law in the past and those who also say they continue to break the law? Your opinions are welcome this morning at 433-3121. Hi there, Debbie. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. I think that the only way anybody that feels adamant about this issue, the only way they can change the law is by going through the legislative process and lobbying for public support, and if the government feels they have the public support, they'll deal with the issue, and that way they can pass fair laws to look after the rights of employees and anybody else that would be hurt by the legislation.
Would you like to see the laws change, Debbie, or do you think...
No, I don't. I don't see any reason for the stores to be open, and I feel that in the long run it would be detrimental because it would force all business to stay open. It would become another business day. Banks are going to have to open to accommodate shoppers. Dry cleaners are going to open. It'd just be something that would snowball.
Well, do you think then that the courts should send a strong message to these stores that have been breaking the law?
I don't think that the courts should take public opinion into consideration at all when they're passing down their sentences on people who have broken the law. I think that just because right now it's a hot issue, I don't think that should penalize anybody that has done anything wrong or to any degree on what kind of a fine they get. I think that the judges should take the case and weigh it the same as they would with anything else, and if the government doesn't feel that the fines are appropriate or are getting the right response, then it's up to them to change the law and make the fines stiffer if that's what need be. But I don't think that the judge should react and say, okay, we're going to make an example of these people so that it will curb the openings.
You don't think they should?
No, I don't think that that's fair. I think that that they, like for instance, if they decided that any store that opened, they were going to hit hard, there wouldn't be the equity there, because to a big store like the Bay, a 10,000 fine is nothing. But to a little store, like that bookstore downtown that's going to be open or wants to be open, that $10,000 would probably be very painful.
Yeah, Mark, that's Mark Emery's store. I think he said he pulls in, I don't have it right here in front of me, about $100 on a Sunday or something.
Yeah, like it wouldn't be fair anyhow. But mind you, I didn't agree with his extremist statements, but nevertheless, I don't think, because right now it's a hot issue and there are people that are angry about it and other people that disagree with it. I don't think that, you know, the judges should try to go on a witch hunt and make it impossible. You know, I think that it's up to the government if they find that the law isn't working and that the penalties aren't stiff enough, just like drunk driving, you know, they tightened their belts and made the laws stiffer so that people would be deterred from breaking them.
Good to hear from you this morning. Deb, thanks for your
Thank
views.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi there, Mary. You're next on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Ann. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. We're getting close, aren't we?
It was sure. Oh, yes. Oh, dear.
It was funny. You know, the line I heard yesterday after this ruling was, the court has decided that there will only be 6 more shopping days before Christmas. Something that I thought
wonderful.
Was a good. Yeah.
I'm against the openings. I believe it's a family day. One of my main objections is that it would be another day that children, little children particularly, are dragged through shopping centers, particularly this time of year with their little jackets and their leggings and their coats and their scarves. And I just think it would be nice if they could have one day where they might go skating or do something else.
Well, that's kind of bringing it down to another level, isn't it?
Yes, I really feel sorry for these little ones being pushed around shopping centers. And it's one day that they can't be, and I'd like it to stay like that. And I think we've all our lives have been geared for shopping for groceries and essential things through the week. And I don't believe that people are going to go out Sunday. They're going to buy unnecessary things. They're going to spend more money than they can afford to spend.
Well, then let me put you on the in the judge's seat right now, then, Mary. Let's pretend you're the judge and you've found some of these guys guilty of breaking the law. What kind of fine are you going to put on them? You can go as high as $10,000.
I would definitely find, I agree with the girl that $10,000 isn't going to hurt the bay and such stores, but it could put a small business out of business. I think it should be done according to their tapes for that day. And that means a lot of money from us because the taxpayers have to pay for these to be assessed.
Hmm. And maybe what they earned that day plus court costs or something, eh?
Yes, I definitely think so. And getting it into the courts fast, that's another thing, not waiting to from, you know, November to February. That's another problem. But I think the only way to change it is to call the MPs. And I think if Canadians don't want to be complacent, they'll call their MPs and say, no, I don't want it. And if the pressure is put there, the laws will not go through.
Mary, thanks for your input this morning.
Thank you, Ann.
Good to hear from you. Bye-bye. Take care. Hi there, Angie. You're next on TalkBack.
Good morning, Ann. I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, good to hear from you. I'm glad you took the time to
Thank
call.
Thank you. And I am so glad about that court ruling. In fact, yesterday afternoon I was in the morning shopping downtown, and when that came over the speaker in the store that I was in, everybody gave a cheer.
Isn't that funny? Now, did the store, like, put it, was it just on the news, or did they put it over the...
They had some music playing, and then somebody just broke in and said, well, the court has just ruled, and everybody, the sales clerks and everybody said, shh, we gotta hear this, gotta hear this. And they all paid attention, and they said that they upheld the decision that Sunday shopping is not going to be allowed.
Was this a major department store?
Oh, it wasn't.
No, a smaller store. Isn't that interesting?
Smaller store, but it made me feel so happy to hear so many other people being glad, including the sales clerks, because they said they didn't want to work on Sundays. Now, these people that say, well, it should be your own decision. If you want to work, that's fine. How far does that go, Ann? If your boss says, okay, you don't have to work today. No, let's put it this way. If your boss didn't want to open on Sunday, he may in the future have to be open on Sunday to keep up with the competition. And where would that put you?
Well, that has been something I have heard from a number of people I know who work in the retail business, that I don't want to be open on Sunday. I don't go along with this. I don't want to be open, but I'm not going to have any choice if the other guys are open.
Exactly. And then somebody else mentioned, too, that they get more pay. Well, let me tell you, I work in a hospital. Right now I've taken some time off, but I had to work on weekends, and Sundays especially hurt. I love to go to church. Now, I'm not saying that everybody has to go to church, but that just started my whole day off. It was a beautiful day. I could spend time with my family. And that is important to me, and it's important more so to my family, I believe. Now, if people that were saying, well, they don't believe it's a family day anymore, who spends time with their family, I really feel sorry for them. Maybe these are the people that should take a look at their lives and what are they doing on Sundays? Where are their children, or how much attention are they paying to their children? Even if we don't go anywhere, just to sit down and say, watch Walt Disney together, you know, I have a bigger meal on the weekends. I have more time to spend making a nice big meal. It is a family day because we're together. We're enjoying it together. And I can tell you for a fact that when we had to work Sundays, or especially on holidays, because we didn't get paid extra for Sundays, but on holidays we do, we'd sit there during break and we'd feel sorry for ourselves. The money was no compensation for the fact that we had to be at work while our families were enjoying the festivities. Money isn't everything, especially when you got your paycheck. The government just got a bigger percentage taken off. You know, it was to their benefit, not to ours.
Angie, some real good points this morning. Glad you called.
Merry Christmas again.
Good. Merry Christmas to you.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. 433-3121. This morning on Talkback, Sunday store openings. What should we do about the stores that have been open in the past, breaking the law? And what do you think about yesterday's Supreme Court decision? And we'll have more in just a minute. But this morning we're talking about Sunday store openings, and I have on the line with me now Ron Logan, who is owner of Patton's Place Furniture Store. Hello, Ron. How are you?
Good morning, Ann. How are you this morning?
Good, thanks. Ron, were you happy to hear this decision yesterday?
Extremely happy, and our staff are happy because we fought against it, quite frankly. Like we didn't want store opening in the first place on Sunday. We don't think it's necessary. And our biggest concern was the increase it would do in costs to the consumer. And the other big problem is that you can't hire part-time people because they all have to be qualified salespeople and they're well-trained. And it just would have been unjust to the consumer because they'd been getting unqualified help.
Well, tell me, Ron, why you think so many of the big chains want to be open on Sunday. What do they stand to benefit by doing that?
Quite frankly, I don't think they do benefit because they think they will because they've heard from the U.S. side that they do. But when they really read what the U.S. people have said, they said that it just spreads it out over the year, but they seem to do more business on the Sunday. But it's interesting that the Saturday and the Monday business falls off. So in the overall picture, and I firmly believe that the majority of people have X number of dollars a year to spend, whether it be on furniture. I don't think a person is going to run out to buy a sofa on Sunday rather than a Monday or Tuesday when you're open from 9 to 9 and some stores are open from 10 to 10. I think it just balances out, and I honestly do. And I think I'm just so pleased with the results. It's a big Christmas present for me.
Are you nervous at all that perhaps the Ontario government now will change the law?
Not from what I've heard from people being spoken to. I came back from Toronto this morning and I had the radio on, and everybody's talking about it, and the majority of people are saying they're pleased. And I think that that's going to be, and even David Peterson said this morning that even he likes to have a day with the family on Sunday. And I don't base that on religious grounds. I mean, I go to church like everybody else, but I think it's a case of it's one day that you can actually lock in to say we can do something with the family, and I think that's important, and we do at our house.
Ron, you're active in the business community here and know a lot of other people in retail sales. Do most of them, do you think, share your feelings?
Yes, I honestly do believe that. In fact, the Chamber of Commerce did a survey, and it was tremendous response. Which normally when you do a survey, the responses are very low. It was very positive, and it was over 80% didn't want it.
Ron Logan of Patton's Place, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with
a couple of good reasons that I figure out that I'm going to tell you about. One is that all we hear all summer long is the Ministry of Tourism. Where's our tourists gone? Where are our tourists gone? We need tourist money. Do you realize the difference that it would make in the province of Ontario if we had